Hello, and welcome to the Grayson Taylor Podcast, the podcast for young artists and entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Grayson Taylor. I'm a published novelist, professional actor, composer, and independent filmmaker. This podcast is all about the creative arts, writing, filmmaking, acting, Lego building, composing, and more, including reviews of the latest films and books. Now let's get into today's episode. Hi, Grayson Taylor here. This episode is an interview done a few months back about my upcoming album, The Music of Fallen Nation. Enjoy!
What inspired you to start making music?
I started piano lessons several years ago, and I've always loved listening to music, like movie soundtracks. I just wanted to start writing my own music that was inspired by the music that I loved and music that I wanted to hear more of. I started writing the Fallen Nation trilogy in November of 2016. And I didn't know that it was going to be a trilogy, and I certainly had no idea that I was going to make music based off of it. I came up with a theme on the piano, and it was a sort of a sad, reflective theme, and I liked it, and I wanted to make it into a song. And so I decided that it would be the sort of theme song for the main character of the Fallen Nation trilogy, Ash, and it seemed fitting. And so I wrote the rest of the song based around her. And then after that, about a month or two ago, I think 2 months ago, I started writing more songs, and I wrote a song based on Zach, and then Alex, and then Scarlett.
What has influenced you the most musically?
Some of my biggest inspirations are Hans Zimmer, whose music I really love. He did Inception, and the Dark Knight trilogy, along with James Newton Howard, who is also one of my inspirations. Cinematic music, emotional music, film scores. That's the stuff that I really love listening to, and that's what I listen to when I write. That was a large inspiration for my own music.
When did you start working on the album?
I started working on The Music of Fallen Nation with my first song. And originally I didn't know that it was going to be a whole album, and I thought it was just one song, and I just wanted to write that one song because I had a theme that I liked and wanted to make a song out of it. That was Ash, the piano solo. I finished that single and got it onto Spotify and on my website. Once I finished that, I decided, you know what, there's a lot of potential here, and I had already been working on different themes for several years. I've been experimenting with the piano and playing around with different themes that I could use, and so I had several that I liked and thought could become full songs and themes for different characters. So I thought, like, which character would this tune match?
What is the music making process for you?
So I start with the central theme, the main tune of the song. Once I have a theme, it might take a little while to actually start working on the full piece, and once I start working on the full piece, I'll experiment with variations of the theme, and then other sort of sub-themes that match the theme but aren't exactly the theme itself, and sort of weaving those together. The opening of a song is the first thing I do. I usually work in chronological order, although sometimes I'll work in different orders. I'll make variations and think, well, this will work later on in the piece, or sometimes, like for Scarlett, I made and played the ending of the song before I'd even gotten halfway through the overall piece. Once I'd gotten to the part where I thought that could fit in, I'd put it in there. Oftentimes, once I finish that first part, I'll go back and fix timing and different little things like that.
What is your favorite and least favorite parts about being a musician?
Well, my favorite part would be making music and listening to it, and because it is the kind of music that I enjoy listening to, it's really cool to be able to have this music that is based off of this book series that I'm writing and be making these two things at the same time, which are connected, and be able to actually listen to the music that's based off of the books while I'm writing the books. Because right now I haven't finished the last book yet, but I have some of the songs from the trilogy. After this, I think I'm going to be working on other music, not necessarily for a specific book, but more branching out into different types of orchestral and film score music. Because I'm a filmmaker, I'm going to score one of my next films. Not my next film, which I'm working on right now, but the film after that. I am pretty sure I'm going to be writing the score for that, which will be fun and exciting because I've never done that before, but it'll be very interesting. My least favorite part of being a musician and making music is, I guess, the technical side of it, because that's, it can get a bit frustrating sometimes, but overall, of course, I enjoy making music, and it pays off in the end.
So you can listen to the music of Fallen Nation, the 6 singles that have been released so far, on Spotify, iTunes, and pretty much wherever you listen to music. Songs are released pretty often, so make sure to check back for new releases. And I would really appreciate it if you would follow my artist profile on whatever platform you're listening on. And if you haven't yet, make sure to follow or subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. And please consider leaving a review. That can be on the forum of my website or on the review section of this podcast. So to all you young entrepreneurs and artists out there, stay creative and have a great week.